This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's early in the morning Wednesday in Hong Kong, and it appears that flight check-in services are suspended at Hong Kong's international airport as protests continue into their fifth day. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport were canceled for a second straight day Tuesday after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The UN has been watching, and now it weighs in. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva for VOA.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The unprecedented shutdown of one of the world's busiest airports was an extension of the street protests that have gripped the Chinese territory for more than 2 months. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October 15, 2019. The acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says this is meant to adjust to avoid situations where people are dependent on public benefits. VOA News. A man with a history of mental illness is in custody on charges of killing one woman and injuring another in a knife-wielding rampage in downtown Sydney Tuesday. Police in Australia's largest city say the 21-year-old man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during the lunchtime hours. Gavin Wood is the New South Wales Police Superintendent.
A number of members of the public actually physically restrained the offender. They were significantly brave people. To approach a person with a mindset of obviously what this person did, with clear evidence of a stabbing previously, these people are heroes.
The man was later caught by several pedestrians with a video showing the man pinned to the ground by a crate and a chair as his pursuers cursed him. The stabbing victim, identified by police as a 41-year-old woman, was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. China is confident in coping with the extreme pressure imposed by some people in the United States by escalating trade frictions, according to experts attending a seminar held by Guangming Daily in Beijing on Tuesday. Experts believe that the recent labeling of China as a currency manipulator by the U.S. Treasury Department is a tool for these people to put pressure on China in China-U.S. trade talks. Zhang Shui-chun is the Deputy Director General of the Research Bureau for the People's Bank of China.
The U.S. measures of trade protectionism has also generated concerns that the United States may also suffer from recession.
Some experts believe the prevailing attitude regarding trade has provoked a lot of instability in the global economic order. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about a blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation says the explosion occurred while the engineers were testing a nuclear isotope power source for a rocket engine. The victims were positioned on a sea platform for the test and were thrown into the sea by the blast. Local authorities in a nearby city reported a brief spike in radiation levels after the explosion, but said they didn't think it posed any health hazards. The tragedy has raised questions about a possible secretive weapons program there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing there more than a week ago. Police said the body of Nora Ann Quarren was located about 2 kilometers from the report of the resort where she'd been reported missing by her family. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA.